Aladdin and the Wonderful Lamp. Once upon a time, in the Arabian desert, there was a kingdom. There lived a poor tailor who had a son named Aladdin. He liked to play all day in the market with his pet, Abu the monkey.
Hey!
Unfortunately, when he was 16, his father passed away.
Mother, I will work at the shop and earn money. Don't worry.
So Aladdin started to work in his father's shop. One day, a stranger came to his shop.
Hello, dear Aladdin. I heard about your father's demise. I was not in the city at that time.
I have never met you before. Who are you?
I am your uncle. I had been living out of this country for many years.
Oh, uncle, I had heard about you from my father.
I came here to show you a secret place, a hidden treasure. Come with me. Come along.
A treasure? Okay, let's go.
Aladdin sat on his camel and they left for the journey. They traveled for days in the desert. At last, they reached two mountains divided by a narrow valley.
Here we are. Gather some sticks to light a fire.
As the fire was lit, the man threw a powder in the fire and started to chant some magical words. The ground trembled and split away. From below the ground, a flat marble stone came up with a ring on it.
Huh? Who? What's happening, Uncle? I'm getting scared.
Fear nothing. Just do as I say. Beneath this stone lies a treasure, which is to be yours, so you must do exactly as I tell you. First, you take this ring.
Aladdin took the ring. The stone came up, and below the stone, there were steps to go down.
At the end of those stairs, you will find a garden of fine fruit trees. Go through them without touching anything, or you will die instantly. Keep walking until you come to a place where a lighted lamp stands. Pour out the oil it contains and bring it to me. This ring will protect you from danger.
Aladdin went down the stairs carefully without touching its golden walls. Below the stairs, there was a garden of fruit trees.
Such delicious-looking fruits!
Aladdin was hungry. He couldn't stop himself from plucking them. As soon as he plucked an apple, it turned into a ruby.
Whoa!
He plucked some grapes, which turned into pearls. Aladdin gathered as many fruits as he could in this way. Soon, he saw a lit-up lamp. He removed the oil in it and piled it on the fruits. Aladdin returned to the stairs where his magician uncle was eagerly waiting.
Come on, hand over the lamp to me.
My hands are full. Come to help me, uncle.
You silly boy. Either give me the lamp or stay here forever.
In his anger, the magician muttered some magic spells and the stone door shut closed. Aladdin got locked inside the cave.
Uncle! Uncle! Let me come out! Uncle! Uncle! I shouldn't have believed that man.
Aladdin cried and cried for days, waiting for someone to rescue him, but no one came.
Oh, somebody, get me out of here! Please! Somebody help me!
While saying his wish, Aladdin touched his fingers on the ring, and to his surprise, he reached his house.
Where have you been for such a long time? I searched for you everywhere I could.
Aladdin told her the story and showed her all the treasure he had collected.
This lamp is so old.
She rubbed the lamp to clean it. To her surprise, there came out an enormous genie.
My lady, tell me your wish. I'm your slave since you hold the lamp.
Aladdin and his mother were astonished.
Mother asked Jeannie for a feast since they both had been hungry for many days. Immediately, Jeannie brought a dozen silver plates to the dining table. Then, on each plate, appeared delicious food items like roasted meat, pastries, butter rolls, and much more. Aladdin and his mother ate the food to their satisfaction. Mother sold the plates in the market and bought necessary things to live. One day, Aladdin was taking a walk through the market with Abu. Suddenly, he heard an announcement.
Shut down the shops! Clear the road! The person whoever looks at the princess will be beheaded!
Princess? I've never seen her. Today, I will see her anyhow.
Aladdin hid himself behind a stack of barrels. There came Princess Palanquin. She was looking out through the curtains. Aladdin was mesmerized by her beauty.
Wow! She is the most beautiful girl I have ever seen. I will marry her.
He ran to his house and told his mother about his newfound love.
How can you even think of getting married to a princess? The Sultan will get you beaten up if he finds out.
I'm ready for that. You just go to the palace and take my proposal. Take some of the jewel fruits as a gift.
Mother took some jewel fruits and wrapped them in a silk cloth. She went to the court of the Sultan. The Sultan's guards stopped her from entering, but the Sultan was curious to see what she has brought inside the silk cloth.
Let her come in.
Thanks a lot, Your Majesty. I beg your daughter's hand for my son in marriage. My son has fallen in love with the princess.
It would be insulting for my daughter to live with such a poor man as your son is. And what have you brought inside the silk rags?
She unwrapped the cloth and showed the peculiar fruit-shaped jewels to the Sultan.
Ho, 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 ho! I have never seen such beautiful jewels in my life! I'm impressed. But before I accept your proposal, your son must prove himself. Tell him to bring 40 golden trays of the same gems. Two slaves wearing the richest clothing shall carry each plate.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Mother went home and told Aladdin about Sultan's conditions.
Don't worry.
Aladdin rubbed the lamp and asked Jeannie for what the Sultan demanded. Jeannie presented a house full of slaves with jewels and golden plates.
Take this to the Sultan. This time he will be pleased.
Aladdin's mother went to the palace immediately and presented the gifts.
You have impressed me again. But your son must build a splendid palace to live with my daughter.
Mother went home and told Aladdin about the Sultan's condition. He immediately rubbed the lamp and said his wish to Jeannie. Jeannie built a splendid palace overnight. It was visible from the Sultan's window. The genie spread a carpet from Aladdin's palace to Sultan's palace.
Well done, Jeannie. Now give me royal clothes and a beautiful horse to ride.
Yes, master, as you wish.
Jeannie dressed him in the finest robes. Aladdin rode to the Sultan's palace on a beautiful white horse.
Good to see you, young man. You have proved yourself. You deserve my daughter as your wife. I announce your marriage. Start the preparations.
Aladdin and the princess got married happily. The kingdom was filled with happiness and joy. The marriage made Aladdin famous in all the kingdoms and countries. The magician also heard of the marriage and Aladdin's sudden richness.
How did this boy escape from the cave? He must have stolen my lamp to gain this wealth. I will teach him a lesson.
The magician went to Aladdin's kingdom. He disguised himself as a lamp seller. He went to Aladdin's palace with an exciting offer. Aladdin was not in the palace at that time.
Does anyone want to exchange old lamps with the new ones?
Aladdin will be very happy if I surprised him with a new lamp. He is using that old lamp for a very long time. She took the magic lamp and made a deal with the magician.
He instantly rubbed the lamp and called out to Genie.
Master, tell me your wish. I'm your slave since you hold the lamp.
Take this palace along with the princess to a faraway place in the desert where no one can find this palace.
With a boom, the palace disappeared. Sultan saw from the window that Aladdin's palace had vanished from its place. He commanded to bring Aladdin to his palace.
Because of your magic tricks, I have lost my daughter. Bring her to me within 4 days, or you will be beheaded.
I will find her, I promise.
Aladdin wandered in the entire kingdom for 3 days, but couldn't find the princess anywhere.
I must take the help of the ring. This will help me again. I wish to see my princess.
Soon after, he found himself below his palace. It was a large desert, and in between stood his only palace. He snuck inside and found Princess in her room. They both hugged each other and cried. Princess told him all about the incident.
Don't worry, I have a plan to escape and get my lamp back.
Aladdin whispered into her ear and gave her a potion bottle. It was a potion which makes the victim unconscious. Aladdin hid behind the curtain to keep a watch. The magician came to the palace.
Oh dear, Mustafa, why don't you drink the juice I have made today? Please try.
My queen, I was waiting for this moment since such a long time. Give me the drink. Even if this were poison, I would drink it.
Princess poured the juice in a glass and added some drops of potion. Then she made him drink the juice.
Doesn't everything look awfully dark in here?
The magician's eyelids were closing slowly, and he numbed down on the table. Aladdin came out immediately and pulled out the lamp from his jacket.
Master, master, tell me your wish. I'm your slave since you hold this lamp.
Take us to the Sultan's kingdom, along with our palace. Leave this cunning magician somewhere deep in the desert so that he can't find his way out again.
Genie did what he was told, and they were all in their home kingdom again. Seeing Aladdin's bravery, the Sultan offered him his crown. A grand coronation ceremony was held for Aladdin, and they all lived happily ever after.